And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Lewis Tolliver and Sam Jones. Both are on the board of the Acadiana Pride Festival. They're on the board of directors. Lewis is actually the president, and Sam, you work with the community activities. You're the director of community activities. Sam, you are also a student here at UL Lafayette. You're a senior in organizational communications, and you're the president of a campus organization called GLASS. So both of you are quite involved, and Lewis, you're a PhD student here.
That is
at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette in English.
Yes.
So both of you students, both very involved in the community. Sam, what is GLASS? What is that organization?
GLASS stands for Giving Love, Acceptance, Safety, and Support.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really special about GLASS to me is that it's the only student organization on campus that promotes itself as being LGBTQA inclusive. So any student who comes to the University of Louisiana Lafayette that wants a resource for diversity, especially when it comes to gender expression and sexual orientation, they immediately know that they have a safe space. And that's an excellent resource for Louisiana.
All right, so
especially
the GLASS organization, you're the president of that. So your skills are being well used in this organization, the Acadiana Pride. Tell us about that organization, Lewis. I know you've been in here before talking about some of the activities that you all started earlier in the summertime, but kind of give us a recap on the mission of Acadiana Pride.
I mean, essentially, you know, the general mission is for us to establish what we like to believe is entertainment through the most important family value, I think, which is equality. And so something that I learned growing up, and I think is something that I kind of am instilling in this vision of establishing this festival, in which this wonderful board that's come together to help have this vision come to light, is that, you know, my mom always told me about including people in love. And so this festival is about just being inclusive. And even though we are hoping to establish a festival in which the whole Acadiana community will participate, we don't care what you look like, how you walk, how you talk, any of that. We find it that it's truly our mission to establish this festival for the LGBTQ community, because right now they need to be included also in these family traditions here in Acadiana. And a lot of them are part of families here. So it's not that it's time we start being able to go out together as one big family and enjoying all these wonderful things that this community has to provide.
And festival certainly is it's funny when you say that. I mean, it is so much a part of our community. We have festivals for everything here. It's just people grow up thinking festivals are just a part of the fabric of our community. So the Acadiana Pride Festival, you're looking forward to doing that in the springtime, in March. Can you give kind of a sense of what kinds of activities you'll have going on for this festival? I mean, obviously, you got the basics, probably food and music. Sam, maybe you can take that since you kind of deal with community activities.
Okay. Well, as community director, some recent responsibilities that I've been having was coordinating more of what goes on with the Inspiration Series.
Okay, and that's leading up to the festival, isn't it?
Exactly.
So there's several components here. You actually have the festival that will take place in the springtime, and then you have events leading up to that. So the Inspiration Series, tell us about that then.
What I love about the Inspiration Series is that it is a creative expression of the Lafayette community, and it gives a place for everyone within Lafayette, but especially the LGBTQA community, to be able to show their creative contributions. To break it all down, there is Louisiana Words, that's for authors and poets. There's LMAO, Let's Make Acadiana Outrageous, that's for people who are comedians and people who do improv and acting. There is Visions and Rhythms, which are people who are visual artists and musicians. And then there's also Feet, for people who like to dance or instruct dance. And what I particularly enjoy about the Inspiration Series is that it shows just how aligned the Acadiana Pride Festival is with Lafayette itself. Because me being an outsider to Lafayette, coming from Bastrop, Louisiana, the way that I see it is that Lafayette prides itself on culture. It prides itself on having so much of the arts and so much of the music. And I feel like by the Acadiana Pride Festival offering such a diverse range and so many opportunities of creative expression for everyone, it shows that our goals are aligned with the greater Lafayette community itself.
Well, and I really like the way you've broken down all those avenues for expression and given everybody an opportunity to express themselves creatively. You're not just doing a reading series, but you have so many different outlets. That's a fabulous idea.
Thank you.
Yes, and the Inspiration Series is going to be launching back in August. And these events happen on Tuesdays, and it's sponsored by Tonic. So every first Tuesday will be Louisiana Words. Every second Tuesday is Rhythms and Visions. Every third Tuesday is LMAO, and every fourth Tuesday is going to be Feet. So
something every Tuesday.
Yeah, so it's Tuesdays. Yeah. Tuesdays mm-hmm, is mm-hmm. basically, you know, it's prod night, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a wonderful time because we are inspiring, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm sure we have, gosh, I mean, it would not be unrealistic to say that we've already impacted thousands of people.
Well, tell us about some of those ways of expression. Louisiana Words, you had one just this past Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. What kinds of expressions do you have? Are people reading poetry? Are they reading short stories, plays?
It's anything. Anything they want. You know, we predominantly get poetry and fiction. And, you know, maybe I'll be one of the ones that starts reading screenplays or something one Tuesday. But last Tuesday was particularly wonderful because he got our first kind of rapper. So it was a boy named Jason Myers, I believe, from Robridge, who mm-hmm. came and just kind of wowed the crowd and brought performance to Louisiana Words in a different way. And he's not the first young person. Jason's probably what?
Vincent was actually the
Vincent,
first one.
18-year-old young man, I would like to say, Vincent, who came and showed up to read at Louisiana Words. And that was the moment I knew that this festival was going to happen, was mm-hmm. when mm-hmm. Vincent showed up. And, you know, there's an 18-year-old, you know, it's 118. I just don't know how to really emotionally make everybody understand how that's
well,
one
to get
person.
Up in front of people to express themselves.
Not just so much that, but that's mm-hmm. one, that's somebody that chose the path of expression and not mm-hmm. holding things in and mm-hmm. being self-destructive, and that makes me feel really good.
Mm-hmm. What I particularly like about it is that he chose us. The fact that we were able to have this and we were able to offer this, and the fact that he knew that this was an avenue that he could take as self-expression. So I'm glad to know that people in the community know about us, even if we don't necessarily know that they know about us.
Right. Well, you offer it regularly and it becomes known and people understand that that is an avenue for expression, creative expression. So Louisiana Words taking place, and what Tuesday is that? The
every first Tuesday will be Louisiana Tuesday. Words at Tonic. Okay. All right. And that's 2013 Pinhook Road.
Okay, so that's for the written word or spoken word. Mm-hmm. And then you have an evening for comedians. How's that? Or is that started yet?
We did. We've ran every show except for Feet. Mm-hmm. Feet's going to be the only one that we brought in. We just figured that we wanted to definitely give the community consistency and a variety. So, mm-hmm. You know, on the second Tuesdays, which would be Rhythms and Visions, we put visual art all over, you know, our venue. And mm-hmm. we have musicians come so that people can come and mingle and show what they do mm-hmm. and network. Mm-hmm. So it's given them the you know, like I said, this festival is going to also help create local talent and or at least we're going to cultivate that talent.
Right.
LMAO, which you're asking about, the mm-hmm. comedy series, yes, we did that and it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It was an attempt to do mix in stand-up improv and the community into doing kind of improv.
So you had local
yes, it was actually me, Amber, mm-hmm. our friends Chase, and Amber Frederick to Chase Lubeck. And so we're actually going to be doing a casting call, getting ready for the next one that will be coming up in August to give more of the computing opportunity. But it's going to be – everything's going to be very ironed out and very smooth. And we're very excited about it because we're just kind of getting our production. We're getting more interest and more people and more participation, so it lets us up our production. So
mm-hmm. Louisiana Words has picked up a lot of speed and has become stable. So we're just trying to spread that influence to everything else mm-hmm. we're over.
Right. So we have the words. You've got the visual arts. You have
LMAO,
the
– which is Let's Make Acadian
Let's
Outrageous.
Let's Make Acadian Outrageous.
And then Feet.
Dance.
This is so excited
yeah,
about this.
Okay.
It's going to be a mixture of like dance competition yeah. mixed teaching dance mm-hmm. to the community. So this is where we, you know, like I need to work on my two-stepping. So, you know, this is an opportunity to do that. And I love line dances. Anybody that knows me, if there's a line dance, I'm about the first person on the floor.
But you're right. If you live in Louisiana, two-step's
yeah,
important.
I mean, we all do that. Mm-hmm. I think that's just something that's really exciting, and to come out and be like, you know what, like I'm going to line dance practice, mm-hmm. you know, at Feet. So, but also people that really, really want to inspire. Sam's laughing at me. People that people that are really inspiring to be dancers, though, will get an opportunity to compete. And you know, and we plan on – the point of the Inspiration Series is that these people that – the community that helps us in the beginning by stepping up and being themselves and showing people they have pride in themselves will be honored at this festival. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, the festival is something also that we can.
It's a very, very dynamic process here.
Yes,
for the festival.
It's wonderful.
I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guests are Lewis Tolliver and Sam Jones. Lewis is the president of the Acadiana Pride Festival Board of Directors, and Sam Jones is the community director. Both are students here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Sam, a senior in organizational communication, and Lewis is a PhD student in English here in creative writing, I believe. Mm-hmm. So lots of activities going on. You know, this isn't just like, you know, some people start a festival and it has a date and they're just planning. But you all are doing things and you're creating this community of performers and people who are expressing themselves leading up to this festival. That's a really interesting way to create a festival.
Well, it's the first time doing something like this, and we wanted to make sure we had the self-esteem to do this and to point and show this community that we're serious. Like, we're this community is serious about bringing people together, and it's time to do that. Mm-hmm. So one of the other things is that we also have Bolt sponsoring a Pride Idol. So we'll be starting a singing competition in September, and the winner of that will get to sing at the Pride Festival too. So we're pretty excited about that.
So is this just going to be one event?
It's going to be Thursdays at Bolt, and it's going to start as a competition. So, you know, there's going to be hopefully many of contestants, and we're just going to eliminate people every week.
Can people sign up for it now?
We're going to start sending out we're going to send a call. I mean, you know, this was not going to start till September, but everyone, if you go to acadianapride.org, you know, right now it'll transfer you to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/acadianapride. But our website should be up and functioning pretty soon, but you can find out all this information just by following us on Facebook.
Okay, so Facebook is open right now, and you're hoping to get your website, acadianapride.org.
Yes, you can actually go to type that link in, and, you know, that works just the same.
All right. Mm-hmm. So Acadiana Pride on Facebook, and you'll be kept in the loop, updated about all of these events.
Consistently.
So you post about all of the events in the Inspiration Series, and you'll be sending out information about the Idol Series as well. So Facebook sounds like a good place to go right now. And that's Acadiana Pride. If you'd like to know more about the organization, you'd like to know more about any of these events.
And get involved. We're looking for volunteers now.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I told you, I was seeing on Monday several people I knew on Facebook posting about the Louisiana Word.
So it's wonderful.
It's out there, and people are very interested in it. So you mentioned a screenplay that you might be reading. That's your interest, isn't it?
Well, screenwriting is – that's what I'm working on. I'm actually working on one of the lovely board members, Carrie Ann Overgaard. She's actually – she's a director at large. She's actually said that she's going to help me kind of work on my dissertation and craft it. But one of the components of the festival is actually have a film festival going on. So I'm actually going – hopefully – I just got a call to go to Houston to go over to their Q Fest and network over there, and they're going to give me some pinpointers on how to establish an effective festival here over in the community. So you'll be having that, and we'll be having the theater production Shea Giselle going on to launch our festival in March 27th. So you'll have that going on. We'll be having – we've got confirmation on Jason Dotley, and I believe Kimberly Locke now is going to be potentially one of our headliners at the Pride Festival, and this is going to be in Park International. So we're so excited about this. So everything's coming together. There's a lot more. This is just kind of – we're just kind of letting the community what's going on. That this is going to be a really, really fun time.
Right. But it sounds like you're also letting the community participate now. And every Tuesday there's some way that they can either just enjoy what's being expressed, or they can actually participate themselves.
And, you know, my favorite part about this is that since I've been more involved with the Inspiration Series, I've been able to put myself out there more to have one-on-one contact with the community. The best part about it would be, for example, with Louisiana Words, I'm the person who hosts it now. And the thing is that I get so much contact. I get to see the personality of the community as a whole, and I get to see people as individuals. And that's the greatest part about it, because none of us would know each other if it wasn't for events like this.
Right. Well, kudos to you all for offering that venue for people to find each other and express themselves. So do you write also, Sam?
I do. That's how I got started. Okay. I was actually invited by Louis this because of a writing workshop he was having. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that I started off as an author for Louisiana Words. Then he asked me to be a co-editor of it. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I became the co-host. And now I'm the host and I'm the person who does the roster and who's over it.
Well, it sounds like your plan is working to get people involved, and this festival will happen because you're inspiring individuals like Sam to become not only participants, but also helping out with the organization as well. Mm-hmm. Again, we are talking about the Acadiana Pride Festival, and my guests are on the board of directors. Louise Tolliver is the president. Sam Jones is the community director. Their Facebook page is Acadiana Pride. You can like that and be apprised of all of the Inspiration Series events, the Idols series that'll be taking place. And then, of course, as the festival gets closer, you'll hear more about the film festival component and the theater festival. Sounds like it's going to be a great festival. So thank you all for your hard work at this point. And we'll look forward to updates on the festival and perhaps having you back later on to talk about how it's progressing.
Thank you so much for having us, Judy.
I love being here. This is so much fun.
Well, thank you all. We appreciate it.
Thank you.